My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
It's the Hoffman Show on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app. And we're presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/Switch. All right. So it was the night was Friday night. It is after we last left our heroes. Anthony, we're the heroes in this story.
Yes, sir.
I did the show at ESA. It was a really great time. And then you made actually a really good time to get over to ESA, and then we put it all on the line. It had been at least a year and a half, maybe even 2 years, so far that we had lost track since Anthony Haney saw a team that he was rooting for win in person. We're talking Commanders games. We're talking Mystics games. We're talking Wizards games. We're talking, we took this thing out of state. He went to Indianapolis and Houston and watched Zaire Franklin, his best friend in the Colts, lose. And it just seemed like Anthony was cursed. We invited him to Washington Spirit games. He saw the real test was a game in which the Spirit were losing the entire time that Anthony was there. And then he left the building and they tied it. So they tied the game and he didn't see it. So we asked Croy Bethune herself, the NWSL Rookie of the Year to be, who, by the way, notched another assist in her first game back as the NWSL returned this weekend. She is now tied for the NWSL record. There's 2 months left in the season, and she's a rookie. Not the rookie record, Anthony. She has tied the NWSL assist record, something that you haven't seen any part of, because when Croy invited you back, they lost again. They've barely lost all year. They're now second in the table, and the two games that are two of the like three or four games that they haven't won all year, you've been there for. And yet, on Friday night, with the Sparks in town, the one team that has been worse than the Mystics this year, we figured this was an opportunity to see. Has Anthony just gotten unlucky with the Spirit? And other than that, and the Colts, mostly just seen bad teams play? Because the 2023 Commanders were not very good. There weren't a lot of wins to see. Same with the 2023 Wizards. Obviously, it's been a much tougher than anticipated year thanks to a bunch of injuries for the Mystics. So maybe it's not Anthony. Sparks were a good test. And Anthony, they did it. They broke the curse. Our guy was ecstatic. Anthony, you're allowed to go to sports again!
Almost tears of joy, Craig. That's how happy I was when the final buzzer sounded at ESA. And I'm not going to lie, you asked me, like, I want to say 5 minutes before the end of the game, whether or not or with my confidence level that, you know, the Misses were going to pull it off, because I think they had created like an 8-point lead or something of that.
It was like a 10-point lead, although the Sparks immediately went to the line and hit 2 free throws, so it was down to 8.
Yeah. And then they hit another shot, so I'm like, oh, see, this is why no lead is safe when Anthony Haney is in the building. But the Mystics end up weathering the storm. And Brittany Sykes, that's who I really got to thank.
I know. Not only did they weather the storm, but this curse was smashed by our Syracuse sister.
Yes.
Brittany Sykes, best player on the Mystics. If she had been healthy this year, there's no way this team is sitting at the bottom of the standings like they are. And it really happened in one moment. Yeah. I'm trying to remember who the player it was. Oh, I think it was De'Erica Hamby. Drove, and B. Sykes came out from the weak side and just absolutely volleyball spiked her shot.
Yep.
Just like one of the sickest, most like disrespectful blocks I've ever seen in the WNBA. Just got it. And that was, by the way, on top of a 27-point performance. Sykes, by the way, super emotional in the locker room afterwards. She was presented the hard hat by none other than Elena Beard, whose jersey was retired at halftime on Friday. But Slim has been battling injury. Just when she came back, she got hurt again. It's really tested her. So, and a more serious and more important, if anything could be more important than the streaks note, congrats to Slim and for showing everybody exactly who you are. Tremendous play out of her. But, Anthony, you can thank your Syracuse sister. The fellow Orange bailed you out and really led, along with a double-double from one of our other show favorites, Shakira Austin, to victory.
Yeah, she definitely did her. I actually texted her after the game. I said thank you.
Did you really?
I actually did.
Did she say anything back?
Yeah, she responded to me.
Did you have to explain the curse?
No, we didn't text back and forth that much, because I already know she had a busy evening, things of that nature. So
yeah,
it was, you know, something quick.
They had to get on the road. They're in Seattle tonight.
Yeah. So, definitely shouted her out. And I told her she's really locked, because we were courtside, and I want to say, like, it was one time, like, she was walking directly towards Craig and I, and she was just so locked in the game. Like, she didn't look at the crowd or anything, because I'm like, if you just look up, you would have seen, you know, 2 orange men like right there in front of you.
Next time we should wear Syracuse basketball shirts. Oh, I don't know that I have any.
Might have
anymore.
To some orange.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good call. We got to get Syracuse women's basketball shirts, and we'll wear them next time we sit in those seats. And then we'll be like, "Hi, Slim." We need to get Slim on the show when they get back on the East Coast.
Yes,
we'll work on that for later in the week. But the more importantly, the curse is over. So Anthony, that begs the question. Football season, you got the end of the Mystic season, you got Wizards starting up soon, you got the end of the Spirit, because I know you wanted to get back at Audi again, and God, they look good on Saturday. You should definitely want to go see them play, because what an entertaining and good team they're going to be for the playoff stretch here, or the run to the playoffs, and then hopefully a deep run in it. Like, what's on your to-do list now? What games are you going to go see?
I got to check the Spirit schedule. I'm missing the Colts home opener against the Texans. That's the game I really wanted to go to, but I have a wedding to go to the day before, so I can't make it happen. So I can definitely, you know, try to check the Spirit schedule and the Mystic schedule.
Okay. Do you have any Commanders game circled?
The Giants, they play the 15th. I know. What am I doing the 15th? If I don't have a football game, I will be there.
There you go. Okay.
Yeah. If I don't have a football game, I'll be there on the 15th.
At your favorite local sporting event, look out. Anthony Haney might come, and you don't have to fight him. So that's that's good. When we get back here on the Hoffman Show, our pick 6. We picked 6 good ones on Friday to keep our eye on. How did they do, and how will it affect their status on the 53? We'll give our best guess on our guesses next on the Hoffman Show.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.